glad you're along this morning. My name is Kara Lawrence. This is Let's Hear It, also providing West Michigan a chance to look at exciting and beautiful events in music and more throughout the year. My guest this morning is Chris Ludva. Nice to have you back. You are, of course, the director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus, and 3 years ago, you instituted a February concert called Love Is, and we're here for the looking at the third of these concerts, which I just now realized, Chris, is not in February.
Exactly, because it was, and the first year we got through it okay without too much issue with snow. Then the second year we had to reschedule it twice, and so we moved it to March, and now here tonight at our final rehearsal before preparation, it looks like snow is coming. But now next week is supposed to be, I think, a bit more balmy. So, yes, we're going to celebrate love in March instead of February, and because, after all, it's universal and timeless. So,
it's called Love Is, Volume 3, and
exactly.
7 o'clock Wednesday, March 4th at First Congregational Church. And one of the exciting things that we'll be talking about in regards to this program is you're focusing on young singers for part of the program.
So part of my appointment is with Kalamazoo Bach Festival, but is also as a full-time professor at Kalamazoo College. And so the college singers of Kalamazoo College will be joining us for this event this time. They have about half the concert, and then the other part of the concert is shared by, of course, Kalamazoo Bach Festival and the Chancel Choir of First Congregational Church. So we're really excited about a lot of collaboration. And then we also have our winner of the young vocalist competition, Ms. Lily Forteau, who is a homeschool student who came in amongst other applicants for that competition and just knocked our socks off. So audiences will be in for a real treat either way.
Singers from all kinds of backgrounds, all ages, really, participating in this concert. And you've talked about love. That's the theme. And one thing we can go on about for a little while is the many different kinds of love.
I think that's what, for me as a conductor, is so thrilling about this theme is, again, it's year three. It's certainly so universal and so there are so many different forms in the way that it takes shape that it's really fun to play with the different ways that it shows up in our lives. I mean, we think when we're talking about Valentine's Day, we think about romantic love. In this case, we're really talking about love of things, all things spiritual, and love of course, romantic love, but then familial love, love for one's community, one for love for one's country. And a really key focal point in this one is love for oneself. Couple of pieces that are really designed to get at the idea of how we care for ourselves and make sure that we're getting our needs met, and specifically some mental health awareness issues in this concert. So it'll be a really hopefully healing and inspirational program.
And fun for you as the director to, you know, go through pieces you appreciate and have wanted to program and find, wow, there is this theme can work for so many different kinds
abundantly
of
yes so many options. In fact, narrowing it down is always the hard part,
right? But when were you narrowing it down? When were you already programming this concert?
September, I think. We already kind of knew what, you know, what was going to be on it. Of course, we didn't know the winner of the competition until quite recently, but we knew that most of the program was going to be what it was. And we, of course, had buy-in from college singers and from Michael Palmer down at First Congregational. And so because last year they were to also be our guest, and then because of the snow when we rescheduled, they weren't able to even join us on the concert because they were on to other things. And so we're really excited to make this happen again.
Oh, good. Yeah. First Congregational is a home to a lot of course, parishioners, and as well as musical events. And is big enough to hold a couple or three choirs, and including the Messiah Sing, where everyone shows up to sing.
Anybody who's anybody shows up at the Messiah Sing, exactly.
Right.
So there'll be 150 singers on stage at one point in this concert.
This is a ticketed event, and you can find out more at KalamazooBachFestival.org. Tickets are available there. I'm sure they'll be available at the door as well. And this program is for Wednesday, March 4th at 7 o'clock at First Congregational Church. That seems a little earlier maybe than some other
typically
concerts?
Yeah, I think because we're thinking about it being midweek and people wanting to get, you know, home before too late at night. It does have an intermission for a little break in the middle of it, and but I think the whole thing will be done. People will be home by 9 o'clock, so it's not too late of a night, and yet they'll be filled with a kind of midweek refreshment.
Now, let's have, why don't we just look at the first part of the program and
sure.
how you're starting it.
Starting with a piece called Woman Am I. It's by Joan Simcoe, who's a modern composer. One of the things we're always interested in doing is trying to uplift the work of living composers, not just those that have passed on. And I really like Joan's work. This is an anonymous poem and really speaks to the idea of empowering women. And when we were rehearsing it, funny story, I put it in front of the groups, and some of the gentlemen said, well, why am I going to sing Woman Am I? And I said, well, because for centuries, all the females in the group have sung things that have been written by or from a male perspective, whatever. And so this is just, you know, this, it's all part of our experience together. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. In folk music, you know, you'll be singing, you'll hear female singers singing about, I am a vagabond on the road.
Right, exactly.
You know, with my sword and my cutlass.
Right. So we're trying to turn the tables a little bit.
Sure. But. Woman Am I by Joan Simcoe, who is a highly regarded choral composer in the field. And that's a great way to start. And you'll be joined by the college singers and the Bach Festival
mm-hmm.
chorus.
So that'll be kind of a processional that'll get us onto the stage with drums and whatnot and this sort of chant-like, repeating chant-like theme. And then, you know, from there we launch into kind of a set by the Kalamazoo Bach Festival. One of the pieces that we're really excited about, both Bach Festival and college singers will do on the program, is Morten Lauridsen. Again, a very much modern composer, probably one of the more popular ones. If it's not Eric Whitaker, then it's probably Morten Lauridsen, you know, in terms of people in the last 20 or so years that have
been
composing a lot. And choirs love to sing his music, and audiences love to hear it because it's very accessible. The piece that we're doing through Bach Festival comes from a series of poems about roses that Rilke wrote. So it's really gorgeous poetry. Rilke was influenced heavily by various artistic and nature movements and was fascinated by this idea of the rose and how its beauty, but it also has this thorniness. And so I think Lauridsen saw it as a natural piece that could be set to music in terms of the way that we look at love. And so it has all kinds of great metaphors for both romantic love, but also self-love in the two settings that we'll be singing.
This comes after a song in English by mm-hmm. William Billings.
Yes.
whose music is so almost arousing. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's one of the great, you know, kind of primitive American composers. So right around the Revolutionary War, was writing a lot of music. Much of it was, of course, church-based, and this piece came from the church as well. But Billings is really should be credited as one of the early kind of, I don't want to say fathers, founders of really our modern music education in the country. This idea of singing schools where everybody would learn how to sing. Mm-hmm. And so this piece we thought would be a nice, rousing beginning to the concert in English, and which kind of talks about the way that love shows up in our spiritual lives, but then also then immediately launching into the Rose Suite by Lauridsen.
I'm guessing this is in another language, French or?
It is in French,
which is
a challenge to sing. If you're not a French speaker, it's I think there are more nuances in French that have been challenging to work with, but we're blessed by having all kinds of resources at Kalamazoo College that can come in and help us. And so we've really enjoyed tackling that. And it's gorgeous language. And of course, the translation will be printed in the program so people will know what in the world we're singing about.
I'm with Chris Ludva, the director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus. He'll be leading the chorus and the K College singers and various special guests, including the First Congregational Chancel Choir, was it?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And Lily Fortot, our winner of the vocal competition.
Lily Fortot. This concert is on Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. And here I have queued up the Morten Lauridsen piece that's in French. Let's give it a listen. And we'll be back.
Enjoy.
With Chris Ludva.
Thank you.
What a wonderful way to spend the morning, Chris, listening to beautiful choral music with you. That's music of Morten Lauridsen, as we were talking about, sung in French, lyrics by Rainer Maria Rilke, who I thought was German.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little
strange that he, you know, this is a French setting of it. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how that all happened, but
to a lonely flower, or to a solo, uh-huh. a single flower. And we're talking about Love Is, Love Is, Love Is, Volume 3, which is a program that you created 3 years ago to not only showcase the Bachfest chorus, but also invite collaboration of all mm-hmm. kinds.
Yeah.
And this year, why don't we explain again?
Switch to that? Yeah, yeah. We've got the First Congregational Church Chancel Choir, which is a fantastic group. They're 50 or 60 strong, so it's quite a robust singing group. And in the gorgeous space of First Congregational, they're going to be doing, I know one piece that I was going to highlight was the Manhattan Transfer song Operator. I don't know if you remember that. So a bit of gospel. That was a piece that that they premiered probably 30 years ago and was lauded as much of Manhattan Transfer's work was, and features a soloist that's both a section leader for Bach Festival as well as section leader for First Congregational, Tammy Snyder Knutson. So she'll be doing the solo on that piece. And then they have, I think, two other pieces that they're doing as well on the program.
So that they've prepared their own section of the show.
Yeah, and then there are several pieces that we're doing together. For instance, there's a performer named Emily Sandé, who's a British singer. She's hit the British charts number one and number two several times. And my wife, actually, Melissa, showed me about this piece. It was called Shine. And so it really is about the different ways that we, again, show up in our lives and show up for ourselves. And that piece we'll be doing with college singers and the First Congregational Church and Bach Festival. So that'll be a really big rousing finish to the program.
Well, remember that name, mm-hmm. Shine, because I think we'll be actually listening to it.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely go out on that
program.
One or something. It's quite energetic. The piece that we just listened to is as part of a suite of five different works. And the fifth one of that, Dire-t-on, is about also about the rose. That was the first one that Lauridsen wrote. And I was mentioning while it was playing that the college singers will be doing that later in the program. But it was the first work that he wrote, and then each of the other works takes little snippets from that.
So the final piece mm-hmm. is the first piece in
right.
terms of composition.
Exactly.
And he puts it
at the end, so it kind of becomes this sense of arrival when we do get there. And so that will come two different times in the program. You'll hear those musical themes.
That was the word that came to mind with Lauridsen's pieces is the satisfaction. They're so satisfying.
Yeah. Satisfying to hear, satisfying to sing.
Yeah.
Really just kind of like a balm to the throat if you're a singer and a balm to the ears if you're a listener. So there's other pieces that we're doing that I think are interesting. There's one that's based on a chant by Hildegard of Bingen.
That's the one I wanted to ask
you about. 12th century mystic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is really, it's a gorgeous chant. It is, the text was Caritas Abundat, literally abundant love. And interestingly, when she set the chant.
Let's talk about.
You want to pause
she.
There? She, okay, yes.
She's
mentioned
pretty cool.
She, not he, she set the chant. Yeah, she was such a visionary. I mean, she had all kinds of these visions that would literally come to her about different things, and was probably one of the earliest female composers that we were really exposed to.
12th century abbess and mystic and composer who wrote down music that had come to her in various, you know, ecstatic religious moments.
Yep. Yeah. So this piece is based, it's a, again, a modern composer, Michael John Trotta, and it's based on her original chant from the 12th century. The original chant is interesting because it has the word caritas, love, and it is, there are only, there are three syllables in the word caritas, but in that chant, there are 15 different notes. And so what she ended up doing was having this sense of having it almost melismatic, but very slow. And so the effect for the listener is that it almost becomes like a wordless kind of experience because the distance between ka and ri and tas of caritas are so long that you don't you almost get to the point where it's sort of like you're just, again, hearing this chant and kind of having this spiritual awakening experience. So the thing starts out with us doing the chant, but then quickly turns into almost like an Irish jig, which I thought you'd be interested in, and has violin and drum, and the text is the great and fiery force. And so it starts off with this very, you know, mystic kind of chant, but then quickly moves into this very rhythmic with a violin, Corey Summers playing, and then the chant comes back in the middle. And everything sort of drops out for a second, and you have this beautiful polyphonic setting of five different voices doing the chant, overlaying each other in imitative polyphony. And then the jig comes back, and we drive to a rousing finish. So it's really an interesting piece. I think audiences will immediately love it.
What a terrific and unexpected choice for this modern arranger, Michael John Trotta, to take an ancient chant and then hear underneath a pulsing rhythm.
Yes, completely strange and delightful.
It's also, I just want to emphasize the fact that this is live performance. You can do things like this in the studio very easily. You can make an electronic version, no problem. The thing is, when you get to hear it live, it simply is so much more exciting.
Yeah, especially in a space that's so beautiful like First Congregational, where it's really meant for that kind of acoustic, for those lines that weave in and out of each other, and you hear them in different settings. So it will be a really fantastic event and a great place to hear this kind of music.
The original chant by Hildegard of Bingen is called Caritas Abundat, and Michael John Trotta has modernized it with this great arrangement. You can only hear it on Wednesday, March 4th at 7 o'clock at First Congregational Church. Tickets are available through the Kalamazoo Bach Festival website, which is kalamazoobachfestival.org. And once again, on that piece, you'll hear the chorale, as well as Corey Heitzig on piano and Corey Summers playing violin, Rick Van Enck playing percussion with that. So a little more people rounded up.
Yeah, more of a collaborative little band, yes.
Yeah. Again, the program goes back now to a feature of the soloist Lily Forteau, who was the winner of the high school vocal competition. And I'm sorry I didn't get to come check it out this year. I know it's open to the public, and there's a final concert where you can hear.
This will be the final concert of it this year, actually.
Oh, okay.
So in this case, we changed it up a little bit. The actual contest itself was open to the public, and then we took the winner and said, well, we're going to put this person and feature them on this concert, so which is great, and she's fantastic. She's going to do Your Daddy's Hands from Ragtime, which is a beautiful song about really, again, familial love, with the love of a parent to a child, love of spouse, etc. But then she's also going to be featured on this piece called Please Stay, which is such an important work to talk about. It's by Jake Runnestad, and Jake is, a modern composer writing music that is very listenable, very singable. Choirs love to do it. Audiences love to hear it. And Jake had heard, knew and had experience with depression, that 350 million people worldwide are said to suffer from this. And he had heard of this organization called To Write Love on Her Arms. It was a nonprofit dedicated to presenting hope and finding help for people struggling with depression, anxiety, etc. And what they did was they created a blog, and so had people for World Suicide Prevention Day in 2016, they had a blog where people would hashtag I kept living. And the idea was these were people that had struggled and considered suicide and then chose to stay alive. And so Jake went through the different entries in that blog and then drew the text for Please Stay, his composition, from those entries. And so what he's come up with is this beautiful ballad that the choir is literally chanting again and again, please stay. And, you know, we had a really interesting moment the other night at choir practice. It's very hard to sing this stuff. There's moments where the choir sort of morphs into this kind of chanting thing, just very, very soft, please stay, over and over again. And different people from the choir come forth and share, again, blog posts from folks, just little sound bites of, I wish this had happened. I wish somebody had reached out. You know, things like that that really, you know, just you just never know what one word saying to somebody, you matter or you should be here or, you know, what can I do to help you? How much that can make a difference in somebody choosing to literally stay on this earth or not. And so it's hard to sing, but we're hoping that it'll be really healing for the audience. And I think it's been healing for the choir to hear it. I've had numerous stories come out about people that have lost folks or struggled with depression themselves. And we're just trying to elevate it to the point where it's, you know, nobody hesitates to say, I have cancer or I have diabetes or, you know, these are things that are commonplace. And we would like mental health to be able to have the same spotlight, I guess, where people could just say, yeah, I struggle with depression. Boy, I struggle with anxiety. And to make it a little more normal so that you feel like you're part of a community of people that struggle with the same thing and then be able to get some support and help for that.
The honesty is freeing. And mm-hmm. yeah, and plus it, when you feel part of, connected to other humans, that is a powerful reason to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lovely piece. And I think we'll be wonderful. I mean, if anything, it could be considered a focal point of the concert.
Well, we will take a moment now to hear a recording of Please Stay, one that you sent along. I'm sure the composer would have had something to do with this.
Mm-hmm. He's been pretty involved with most of the ones that have that have been recorded thus far.
We're going to listen to Please Stay. The live performance on Wednesday, March 4th will feature Lily Fortow, the winner of the high school vocal competition that is put on by the Kalamazoo College and features, well, you end up finding so many wonderful singers. I know she's young and voices change. What are some of the qualities of her voice that really appealed to you?
Extremely mellifluous.
You mean flexible?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Translation. It's rich. It's extremely, she's able to add a lot of different colors to her voice. It has a lot of different colors depending on where she is in her range. And just really knocked our socks off, I think. And frankly, her ability to express a song in a way that makes you feel that you understand that she really knows what she's singing about and that mm-hmm. then makes you want to come into that story with her is well beyond her years.
Connection to text.
Yeah.
And beautiful voice. Once again, this is a recording we'll hear of Please Stay, music of Jake Runstad. I'm with Chris Ludva, the director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorale. And he's programmed a piece by Jake Runstedt called Please Stay, and we just heard a live performance. That's one of the great things about coming to work at WMUK in the morning. I don't know exactly what to expect.
What you're going to
get. Yeah, that's a totally new piece to me and just one of the most effective. We were talking about how hard it is for singers to still sing. Sometimes in the middle of a piece this emotional.
Yeah, the lump in the throat does not do well with the vocal mechanism. Yes, it's very challenging. So we were saying how fortunate it is that Runestat, once you have those different people sharing their stories as part of this thing, the choir literally just has to sing, please stay, just stay, please stay, just stay, all the way to the end, which is great because that may be all they could get out at that point.
I find some people who are singers or choral directors on Facebook often share things about how singing in choirs is very healthy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot it's of such research a good, out there now.
Absolutely. It's such a good community for one's mental state. So many people that I know are, you know, you'd think that, oh, they're just doing this for the musical reasons. But I think really it does feed the soul in a different way. And we're finding more and more research around that. So it's really a healthy thing to do. There's also stuff about your immune system with singing. I've read studies about that. I cannot quote them here on air, but I can tell you that there are studies around that. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we're healthier as a result of it, both mentally and physically.
Chris Ludva will direct a concert called Love Is, Love Is, Love Is, Volume 3 on Wednesday, March 4th. Starts at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. There are tickets available now through the Bach Festival website, kalamazoobachfestival.org. Tickets available at the door as well. And you've invited, as we mentioned, the K College Singers and the First Congregational Chancel Choir, as well as the winner of the high school vocal competition that K College sponsors. And her name is Lily Fortot. She'll be featured on the piece we just heard. I'm going to turn over the page now. I guess
side two.
I don't really want to count in front of people, but I'm guessing there's almost 20 pieces.
There's a lot on here. Right. Yeah. Some of them are shorter and more chant-like. Don't worry, you'll be home before, you know, 9 o'clock. It's not a ridiculously long program, but certainly there's a lot of different places you can go with this stuff. And one of the other pieces that we're going to do is called Papa Loco, and that's a Haitian song. One of the really interesting things about Haiti is that, as many people know, it was really created by slaves who were revolting against France. And so, consequently, modern Haitians are descended from all kinds of intermarriage between people from a West African background and then French and what they call the Taino Indians. And so you get this really rich kind of culture within Haiti, as well as pretty abject poverty right now. But this particular piece is like a really cool synthesis between the kind of Christian beliefs and the voodoo beliefs. Now, we say voodoo, and a lot of us think about little dolls and things like that. And really, the voodoo religion or spiritual path is like many things. It was just a way for them to achieve a higher level of spirituality. And I think a lot of that was a disservice was done by media and movies in the 80s and whatnot.
Earlier.
So, yeah. This piece is really all about the Papa Loco is the spirit of the trees and the wind and was the power that led all the priests, both male and female. And so the piece has drumming, and this is one that the Kalamazoo College Singers are going to do. It has drumming and a gorgeous solo and two different parts to it. And it really it's an infectious spirit. And again, kind of synthesizes Christianity and some of these West African beliefs from the Haitian culture. So that will be an exciting piece to perform.
How did you find it?
This one came from, there's a really great publisher called Earth Songs, which is where a lot of the global music that's been published finds itself kind of residing. And so if you go, there's a great website that has different things you can plug in terms of filters and then try to say, okay, well, I really want to feature this language or this country or this program. And, you know, for us, it's, you know, one always wants to be careful whether they are the Kalamazoo Bach Festival or College Singers or whatever it is to program things that are not seen as appropriation. That's a really real thing in our world that we need to be cautious about. And I think a lot of it is how you approach it. You know, we're not doing this kind of a piece. This is not for entertainment. It's really more of, it's an educational experience, both for the singer and for the audience, about how these two faiths came together and how these people came together, and a chance for us to talk a little bit about colonialism and slavery and the way that it manifests, and then to highlight some of the music that came out of that. So it's always a, can be a sensitive topic, but I think handled in the right way can be hopefully edifying for everybody.
We have a recording from vocal ensemble Amanda. Let's hear Papa Loco.
Oh, yeah.
Papa Loco, the name of that song, which is a traditional Haitian song arranged by Stan Kalman there. And Papa Loco, again, is a sort of a deity, a small one of
spirit force guiding the other priests, both male and female, of the people of Haiti.
This is just one of the selections you've chosen for your March 4th concert. I'm talking to Chris Ludva, who leads the Kalamazoo College Singers and the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus. And tickets for this event are available at kalamazoobachfestival.org. Such a variety here. We're going from, European composers to a traditional Haitian tune. It's quite an education for both the singers and students in the group.
Yeah, often the comment that I hear is, what the heck do these have to do with each other? You know, that's the, as we're programming it, I mean, literally students will say, well, what is this piece? So there's a lot of education that has to happen, I think, both for the audience and for the students about, you know, what is the connection between these things? But they're all so interestingly linked. There's one, before we, switch to the very last piece, there's one piece that we're doing that one of my students suggested. It's called Hymn of Axiom. Axiom was the marketing company, is the marketing company that is well known for kind of the big brother. They basically get information from people and then they sell it to various companies. And so the student found this piece. It was written by Vienna Tang, who's a folk singer, songwriter.
Ah.
And the student found this gorgeous arrangement that's literally sounds like a hymn. It's in 3-4 and it's for the choir. And it's all about the ways that we are being watched and how we're so in love with these different ideas of really greed and money. So the love, shows up in both good ways as well as in sometimes in negative ways. And so our greed for more profit, more information, more money sometimes drives us to do things that maybe are somewhat compromised in terms of value systems. And so this Hymn of the Axiom is a cautionary tale about that. It's such a gorgeous piece. And I'm so grateful to Mia, the student that brought it to me and said, oh, you should do this piece. So love shows up in a lot of different ways. It shows up in Stevie Wonder, a 2005 piece that he wrote called If Your Love Cannot Be Moved that the College Singers will do a world premiere of, the arrangement of. And it was a reaction to what was happening in 2005 in terms of post 9/11 and some of the ways that love and hate were playing out in the world that, again, feels a little bit like some of the vitriol that we see now. Wonder was quoted as saying, walk the path of love or be crippled by our hate. And so that piece really speaks to that. There's some India RE that the College Singers are doing on the program called There's Hope, and that's an a cappella piece in sort of the contemporary a cappella tradition. So again, just a wide range of stuff. There's
sure is, Chris.
Let the Sunshine In from Hair to Pocketful of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield to Sound of Sunshine by Michael Franti and Spearhead. I mean, it literally, it is probably the most variety of music and composers and poets that you could find in one 90-minute experience.
If you were wishing for some actual sunshine while programming this, it kind of worked out for us this last
I know. Our I heard the other day, and I don't know who said this, but it was our longest stretch in Kalamazoo of sun since July.
3 days.
So yay for us. And it's gone now. But, you know, maybe it'll come again soon.
Maybe March 4th.
Yes.
That's the concert date, 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. And joining the Kalamazoo Bach Festival chorus will be the chancel choir at First Congregational, prepared by Michael Palmer, as well as the Kalamazoo College Singers and the winner of the high school competition that is sponsored by K College. Her name, let me again, is Lily Forteau.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, another collaborative concert centered around a theme of love. And finally, let's finish up with this song, Shine. What can you say about it again?
It's probably a piece that nobody has heard. I had not heard of it. None of our singers, even my students, hadn't heard of it. And Emily Sandé is a British songwriter and performer. And I think it just sums up the idea of the concert so well, this idea that we all have to find ways to let love shine through. And it shines through in many different incarnations, and far be it from us to judge what those are. We just need to soak it up when it happens.
Chris Ludva, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's keep it real. Say how you feel. Like you got the heart.